You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
It's Tuesday, August 19th. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. Now, all week, we're riding along with The Takeaway's political director, Andrea Bernstein, and our web producer, Adam Hirsch, as they make their way to the convention. Let's join in with Andrea now. Hey, Andrea, where are you?
I'm South Central Ohio.
In a town, maybe? Or are you on the highway?
Well, we're just off the highway. We just drove last night through the sort of southeastern corner of Ohio. Lots of rolling hills, green hills, barns and cows and cornfields, but very, very remote area, long stretches with no cell phone service, and pretty poor county, Monroe County, and a county that voted Democrat in the 2004 elections, also a county in Ohio that voted very overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton.
Now, we heard from voters yesterday, but we also heard from listeners. What question did they have for you?
That's right. We had a listener named PJ Rodriguez who wrote in a comment to the blog that we're doing at thetakeaway.org. He said, "I was a bit startled by your report this morning. There was a general tone of vagueness. Well, I guess I'll vote for Obama. I don't have a choice. The lesser of two evils. There are clear and distinct differences between the two candidates. There was a long and hard-fought primary. What on earth are these people looking for? I'd love to hear them ask to express some clarity on this." So thanks, PJ. We did ask some voters after we got your comment. Here are a couple of people. First one is David Crawford, who is a retired office worker in Pittsburgh that we spoke to yesterday afternoon.
So the fact that Barack Obama's positions are closer to Hillary Clinton, that doesn't sway you?
No. He's only in there 335 days, something like that. He's going to run the country, and every vote he did in the Senate was to raise taxes. True. Not voting for him.
I should say, by the way, that Crawford said that he was a Democrat turned Republican for this election only. And this is a question that we asked a lot of people. Here's another one. Here's Sherry Supper. She's a school teacher, and we caught up with her at the Pierogies Plus in Pittsburgh.
I don't know what I'm doing this year. This is my first uncertain year.
Really? What's mm-hmm. making you uncertain?
I don't like either candidate whatsoever. I was a Hillary girl.
Ah. Now, do you feel like they're different on the positions, Obama and McCain?
Yes.
But that's not swaying you.
It will eventually, but I'm not going to volunteer, nor am I going to give money this year, which I always do.
Wow, Andrea, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, it is strong stuff, and it's interesting because we heard it all through Western Pennsylvania. We were in Pittsburgh. We were talking to urban voters. We heard it from rural voters out in Ohio. These were all former Hillary Clinton supporters. And as you know, Hillary Clinton is speaking 1 week from tonight at the Democratic National Convention. She is expected to, as she's done many times in the past, urge her supporters to vote for Barack Obama. And last night at the Monroe County Fair, out in front of the animal barns, while we were looking out over the tractor contest. So these giant tractors were moving into this grandstand area. Dust was getting kicked up. And I met a lot of Hillary Clinton voters. And I said to them, "Well, Hillary Clinton says you should vote for Obama. You're not going to listen?" Here's one man who wouldn't give his name.
"Well, I'm debating on running because we ain't got anybody else doing it. So that's my opinion."
You usually vote Republican, Democrat?
Democrat.
Huh? So, and you don't like Barack Obama?
I don't care for him, and I don't care for McCain either, so I probably will not vote this year.
Did you vote for Hillary Clinton?
I did.
And she said, if you supported me, you should support my agenda by supporting Barack Obama.
I don't believe that.
Hey, wait a minute. She did say that. Hey, listen to this.
"Anyone who voted for me or caucused for me has so much more... in common with Senator Obama than with Senator McCain."
Well, I guess they don't care, Andrea.
Well, I know what your next question is going to be. What about President Bush? What do they think about President Bush? Now, the gentleman who I was quoting earlier, what he said about President Bush, we can't say on the radio. Here's a slightly more polite expression of that. This is Mike and Beth Roberts, also Hillary Clinton voters, also said they were thinking about not voting, and but not particularly fans of President Bush. Here they are.
I can't do that. Because Obama don't have enough experience. He's been a senator, what, 4 years? I can't do that.
You're a Hillary Clinton supporter, too?
Yes, but not Obama.
Can either of you see yourself voting for McCain?
This is last resort.
What do you think of the job that President Bush has done?
Crap.
Well, those are strong political opinions.
So, yeah, now I should say that there were people out there, there were Hillary Clinton voters who said, I will vote for Obama, I will do it. There were McCain supporters. There were some pretty enthusiastic Barack Obama supporters as well. But the overwhelming tenor of these areas that we visited, which, you know, Hillary Clinton won both Ohio and Pennsylvania, was these Hillary Clinton supporters grappling with what they were going to do.
Well, it sounds like you have been making your way through Hillary country. Where are you headed to next?
Well, you know, it is really interesting because this is a big argument of Hillary Clinton. I'm winning a lot of the swing states, quite a few of them, the ones that we're traveling through, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, she did win. She did not win Missouri. She did not win, of course, Virginia, which Barack Obama is going to tomorrow. But we're going to head out today. We're going to find some party activists. Amid all this ambivalence, we're going to try and find the people who are really working hard for their candidates here in Ohio today.
All right. Andrea, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Andrea Bernstein. She is the Takeaway's political director. She is making her way to the conventions along with our web producer, Adam Hirsch. And, of course, if you want to be on the road trip yourself, go to thetakeaway.org and you can check everything out. Meanwhile, we're going to check out some headlines with Femi Okeh.
Thanks, Catherine. 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.